Well, good morning, everyone. This is John Miller from Wisconsin doing the Daily Inspiration. And so we've been going through this. I mentioned before we've had a few technical difficulties. So this one was recorded before, or maybe it was not recorded, but I went through it. And so this last week, we've been looking at the bigger overview of the Christian, you know, starting with being dead. Just some of the foundation things of the Christian life, being dead to ourselves, being born again, being babes in Christ, being children, being sons, and being soldiers. And today we want to talk about being heirs with Christ. And so first we're going to turn to Romans chapter 8. Bear with me. Verse 14, "For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For you have not received the spirit of bondage, again, to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father." You know, this is a verse that I, you know, where I came from, and I personally struggled for quite a few years with depression. And for me, the root issue was fear, a fear of eternity, fear that my salvation wasn't complete. Just fear that my immaturity in life was not satisfying to God, and God wants to grow us up. But God has not given, you know, that spirit of fear, that spirit of doubt, that's not the spirit from God. That's Satan coming in, trying to confuse us and trying to distract us, because he wants us to listen to him. But God has not given us the spirit of fear, but we have received the spirit of adoption. We can come and we can say, Papa, Father. You know, we can talk to God like a father. God is actually closer than a father if we allow him to be. In verse 17, he says, "If children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer him, that we may be also glorified together." And this verse shows us that, you know, if we are children of God, we're not only children, we are heirs and joint heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. You know, Christ not only paid for the forgiveness of your sin so that you could have a right relationship with God, but he is sharing his inheritance with us. He redeemed us so we can spend eternity with him. For another verse, let's turn back to Titus chapter 3. Okay. I'm going to start here. Just a second. I'm going to start in verse 4. The first of the chapter talks about being subject to principalities and powers. And this is the government, the people around us, the earthly kingdom. You know, we are just... in verse 3, he talks about that, you know, at one time we were living that way. But verse 4, he says, "But after that, the kindness and love of God our Savior toward man appeared, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ, our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. This is a faithful saying, and these things I would that thou confirm constantly, that they which have believed in God might be careful to maintain good works. These things are good and profitable unto men, but avoid foolish questions and theologies and contentions and strivings about the law, for they are unprofitable and vain. A man that is an heretic after the first and second admonition, reject, knowing that he that is such is subverted and sinneth, being condemned of himself." So that, just reading that, you know, we are heirs, heirs with Christ, and he's telling us that that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. And then verse 8, he tells us that we should be careful to maintain good works. And I trust that you have not only come to Christ to avoid hell, but that you want to spend eternity in heaven to meet Jesus, that we can spend eternity with Jesus Christ, the one who saved us, who redeemed us. You know, he is the very essence of love. There's a love there that we cannot even comprehend. And if we are stuck in sin, the only thing that we can feel is the lack of love, because Satan wants to separate us from God. And we end up, we feel as though that is the way God is. But the reason we feel that way is because we are separated from God. So I trust that you've been blessed and that you will meditate on what is your inheritance. We don't only inherit eternal life, we inherit the Spirit of God, the very Spirit of God within our heart in this life, the fruit of the Spirit. You know, this life itself is much better with Christ. Plus, we receive eternal life forever with him in heaven. May God bless you.